an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 43-year-old has been arrested in Chatham for aggravated assault. Chatham Kent police were called to a Florence Street address last night. Officers determined that the suspect had attacked two people with a hockey stick. The man was taken to police headquarters and held in police custody pending a bail hearing. While many of us go back to work on Monday following the Easter long weekend, some businesses and services will have the day off. Reporter Miller Hill has more.
All branches of the Chatham-Kent Public Library and municipal arts and culture venues will be closed on Monday for the holiday. Municipal, federal, and provincial offices will be closed on Monday, but will be back open on Tuesday. At the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance, several healthcare services will also be altered on Monday. You can find the full list up on our website at cknewstoday.ca. Emergency services and emergency rooms at the Chatham and Wallaceburg Hospital will remain open 24 hours as usual. The Thames Campus, Tilbury, and Ken Houston Memorial Arenas will also be open for Easter Monday. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill.
Critics say Ontario's budget needs to do more to address climate change. The provincial budget, which came out on Tuesday, mentions climate change twice in 200 pages. It cites investments in climate-friendly public transit and electric vehicle manufacturing and conservation. Experts say climate change is intensifying wildfires and warns that 2024 could rival last year's season, but the base budget for forest firefighting is set at $81 million less than was spent in 2023. Overall, it's believed Ontario's government needs to do more to prepare for the climate crisis. Ontario's Niagara region has declared a state of emergency ahead of next month's solar eclipse. The total solar eclipse is on April 8th, and since it lies in the path of totality, Niagara Falls was declared one of the best places to see it. The city's mayor says that he expects Niagara Falls will see the most visitors ever in a single day. The proactive declaration will allow for additional planning tools to get ready for the day, which could see major traffic jams, heavier demands on emergency services, and cell phone network overloads. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays and Tampa Bay Rays are back in action this afternoon. Yusei Kikuchi will take the ball for the Jays, while the Rays send Zach Littell to the hill. And the Detroit Tigers face the Chicago White Sox. Kenta Maeda is expected to start for Detroit. The White Sox will start Michael Soroka. In the NHL, Toronto's Mitch Marner has been placed on long-term injured reserve, retroactive to March 5th. The team says he is eligible to play on Monday, but that scenario isn't likely. The Maple Leafs are in Buffalo tonight to take on the Sabres. But first, the Detroit Red Wings battle the Florida Panthers. And there are only three games on the schedule for the NBA. The Elite Eight are in action as March Madness continues. Illinois takes on UConn tonight, followed by Clemson facing Alabama. The forecast, periods of rain and gusty winds today. The high is 6 degrees. More clouds tonight with a slight chance of rain and a low of 2. Cloudy again tomorrow with a high of 8 degrees. A mix of sun and cloud Monday with a chance of showers and a high of 10. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.